Patty, new research out of Scotland finds that unvaccinated people who are pregnant are more likely to end up in the hospital from COVID-19, and their newborns are more at risk of dying in the first month. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Dr. Ariana Cassidy, clinical fellow in maternal-fetal medicine at UCSF. Well, thanks so much for your time. This is one of those very sobering studies. Are the results consistent with what you're seeing there at UCSF?
Hi there. Thank you so much for addressing this really important topic. I will say, yes, these findings are consistent with what we're seeing at UCSF and across the country in the United States. And I think a lot of us in OBGYN and maternal fetal medicine are glad that more attention is being paid to this important issue.
Because when the pandemic first started, there was conflicting advice. Well, not when the pandemic first started, when the vaccines became available earlier on in the pandemic, there appeared to be conflicting advice about whether pregnant women should get the vaccine, correct?
That's right. And one of the challenges was that pregnant individuals were excluded from all of the clinical trials that tested these vaccines. And so in the beginning of the pandemic, in the absence of any data, many people were very cautious to recommend the vaccines to pregnant women and also to breastfeeding people. But since then, there's been numerous studies from all over the country, including at our institution at UCSF and around the world, that have shown that these vaccines are safe and very effective in pregnancy and lactation. And can prevent some of these terrible outcomes for moms and babies.
Is there a timeline factor for pregnant women at some point during their pregnancy? Should they no longer become vaccinated, or is that not the case all the way through?
That's such a good question, and timing is a question that my patients ask me about all the time. You know, they want to know, is there a good time in pregnancy, a good trimester when they should get the vaccine? And my answer, and the answer that many OBGYNs and specialists around the country are giving to people, is the best time to get the vaccine is as soon as it's available to a person. So, and the reason for that is because if mom gets sick because she hasn't been vaccinated, it can mean really bad outcomes. So the sooner she can protect herself and her baby and her family, the better.
So how do you work on getting the word out that this is safe, it's the right thing to do? I mean, how do you counter the misperceptions?
It's such a big challenge, and one that many of us have been talking about for almost a year now. And, you know, I think what's really important is continuing to build relationships with our patients. And, you know, I think the most powerful messages come from our friends and family, and really trying to engender trust with our patients. And, you know, I think what I have learned is that people are really trying to do the best thing for their babies and for their families. And once they understand that these are safe, we hope that they realize that this is the best thing that they can do for that purpose.
I'm curious, there at UCSF, have you seen much of a difference with the Omicron spike in terms of pregnancies and troubles with those pregnancies because of COVID?
It's a great question. We have, unfortunately, seen another surge in really sick moms with COVID in the last couple of weeks. Before that, we were fortunate and saw a bit of a lull. And so, you know, we're all sad and worried about what this means